KDKJL. Monitor, statewide one.
NAMJS on statewide one.
KDKJL. Hey, I think I missed somebody while I dropped my mic there. This is NAMJS.
Good morning, KDKJL.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm over here in Lansing, heading back down to Detroit.
I'm in Grand Rapids, heading over to a radio shop to get a replacement stick for a repeater site. Fun stuff to do when there's 8 inches of snow on a flat roof.
Oh, what fun. How tall is the tower?
Thankfully, the tower is only 15 feet up on top of the building.
Well, that's a lot better than 350 feet up on top of a building.
Indeed. So, yep, hoping I can pick up parts and have this done by lunch. Need a working antenna before the weather gets really cruddy tomorrow.
Well, yeah, in Grand Rapids, you got that lake effect that comes across there.
Yeah, and you just never quite know if you're gonna, you know, actually get the snow that they say on the news, or if it's gonna just completely miss us. So, kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah, we got a customer that wants to polish the lenses on the cameras on this stuff. And some of them are 50 feet in the air on the edge of the building or on a light pole. So my coworker is not a happy camper about it because they're going to be out in this crud.
Gotcha. All right. I'll let you go. MJF.
Have a good one. Try to stay warm. KKKGO 73.
KEAX, statewide one.
N8WRO, hey Dean.
All right, good afternoon, Tim. How are you doing?
Quite well. Just looking for my laptop power supply so I can set up for that. So all it is you just turn on sound modem using your DigiRig without using WinLink. Just turn sound modem on so you're just monitoring, and that's how you do that to see what tones are being transmitted.
Copy that. Is it the same thing for Direwolf? I would assume so.
Well, that's a good question. I would assume so as well. I haven't tried that trick with Direwolf, so I would imagine you could do it. I just launched sound modem by itself without WinLink, and then therefore it's listening to whatever's transmitted, and you'll see it recorded. But I couldn't see why Direwolf wouldn't work as well. But I did it that way because I want to make sure I'm not transmitting on one of the voice bands.
Yeah, I made that mistake the other night, and I'm hoping that it didn't go across the MI5 network, but I was trying to play with APRS on this handheld, and it has an analog mode, and it has a mode where if you hit the PTT button, it'll transmit. And I went to throw my call sign out there, and it threw out a APRS, an analog APRS packet, and I was like, oh no! So I had to go back through the settings and figure out what I messed up to turn it all back off.
Yeah, we've all done that, where you catch yourself right away when you're doing it. But that's along the lines of the time a couple of weeks ago when I tried to disconnect 7.2 and I was pushing the DTMF tones on statewide one. That didn't work very well. I hope I didn't shut anything off.
KFAETQ, I seen you popped in there. Go ahead if you're out there. Nothing heard. Back over to you, Jim.
Yeah, Darren, just jump in if you can. I know you have ability now. I heard you chatting with John yesterday, I believe it was. So, anyways, I haven't heard it. I've got to kind of get 7.2 up loud so I can hear it, but I haven't heard the tone yet, what Dave was referring to. I was on a lunch break, apparently, when this happened, so don't know. Also like to check the dashboard to see if it's coming from us or out of county, too, as well. We'll leave a pausing back over to Dean.
Yeah, lots of pause in there. Yeah, I the dashboard's definitely helpful, and if the WAAMAC dashboard doesn't show you enough, the WHCMN dashboard can show you all the links. And I've looked through that because there was a couple times Cliff had mentioned that there's someone that they hook up their node to the network and it constantly ka-chunks our repeater. And he said it usually happens around midnight. And so I've been looking at that, trying to see.
Well, if it gets too much, we can just have someone drop down the time and date, and we can check the recordings to see if it's a lengthy thing. But yeah, I've been using, as default, I use this CMN dashboard now because it covers all, while we're connected, it covers all the possible choices. And I do see, on top here, yeah, I guess Mount Clemens has been, it's between Mount Clemens and Lapeer and Guilford. Flint's been a while. Mackinac City's been a long time. So anyways, don't know, not hearing it now, but we'll set up just in case. NAWRO.
Sounds good. I'll be interested to see if you find anything. I know that that list, while the program's open, stays there. So even if you're away and it happens, you should be able to scroll up and read the decode.
Correct. Whenever I do this, it's always like I'm sort of digitally fishing in the water, so to speak. It's kind of funny.
Copy that. Yeah, I've been spending quite a bit of time these last like 3 days in St. Clair County, and I definitely agree. It would be nice if we were able to get their repeaters either the Skywarn VHF repeater, linked in, or add some sort of DMR capabilities, because up there you're right in the dead zone. I can kind of sort of hit Mount Clemens ish, but the burn side, which you would think would be closer and have coverage for it, HT, I really can't hit it. So something to make up the gap in that relative area would be amazing.
Well, it's my understanding that's in the works. Don't know a timetable on it, but it has been identified as a gap and a benefit for our friends to the northeast, Riley and Aaron, and everybody in the area, including us. Yeah, looking forward to that, assuming that does occur. And it would reach out even further. If you think about it, too, it even goes over to Canada. So, that'd be great. More international stuff, because you can do that on our service. You can do it, not on GMRS.
I haven't done a whole lot of rule searching on GMRS. Is that a rule? You can't GMRS internationally? Is that correct?
NAWRO. Yes, sir, that is correct. There is no international communication, so, once you're aware, they don't really have the equivalent over there, so, in theory, they'd be transmitting illegally, and then if it was a U.S. GMRS licensed person crossing the bridge, going over there and trying to get back home and using their, if they mention where they're at, then in theory we're not supposed to communicate with them. Well, not in theory, by rule we're not supposed to. Now, the argument could be they could go ahead and say it, just don't say where they're transmitting from, and then we'd never know if they have a valid TMRS call sign. But, yeah, it gets a little tricky there because with hands it's fine, no issue. We welcome it. In fact, Aaron and Riley mentioned they had a DMR repeater across the river that they were using for many, many years. But I guess the guy's a silent key now, so they lost that ability. But no, you cannot do that with GMRS. That's a no-no.
Fair enough. I haven't really keyed up with my GMRS license as of yet. I primarily got it because my son's really interested in it, and so I was like, okay, well, let's start here. I'll get GMRS because it's transferable to you, and you use it, and if you like it, we'll, you know, I want you to get your ticket if you like it. And he agreed to that, so that's actually why I ended up getting it.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I haven't had the ocean radio. I have a GMRS base here, and, you know, Tom, KC at KJO, uses it often with his work partner. You know, he's got, like, what, four different services in his truck, and he kind of simultaneously monitors GMRS because his work partner has that license but not him. And so the other day after our breakfast, I actually made a communication with him. He was out in the mobile, and I verified that my radio still works. So anytime you want to try that, I'm happy to do it. You know, I'll throw out my GMS call sign and, you know, just to test if you want. Anytime you want, Bean, it's fine.
Fair enough. Now, are they going through the Mount Clemens system?
That's correct. So I'll be going from my base with a very small antenna. It's on a ground plane, one story high, separate from my ham. And it's just a mobile mag mount antenna. And it's kind of like on the wrong side of the house, actually. But oddly enough, it works, and it scoots from Richmond all the way down to 13, if we can use that code word. And it works. You know, it was working before I got heavy back into the ham. When the project formerly known as MI-8, which we shall not discuss, was in full motion. But, with my test last few days ago with Tom, still works. Happy to see that as an option, at least.
Fair enough. I'll, when I actually talk to him next, I'll bring it up. Because I just gave him an HT, and, he works at the, the Hungry Howie's in New Baltimore by the police station down the street from Wally. And so he listens, and he can listen to the repeater, but I highly doubt with an HT he'd be able to actually get in there good. I mean, it hasn't been tested, but
under normal circumstances, it might work, but Wally does say that New Baltimore is sort of a dead zone. I don't know. It must be height-wise. Maybe there's a little bit of a low-lying ground there or something, but Wally has trouble even with ham in certain conditions. So, yeah, it could be problematic. But certainly happy to test anytime. You can, you know, set it up with me. And first off, I could test with you just down to New Haven. And then from there, he could see if he hears us, and he could join in, and you are correct. He can use your call sign simultaneously. That would work.
Fair enough. It'll probably be a few days before I get to that, but I'll definitely let you know. I appreciate it. Like I said, I don't know a whole lot about the GMRS thing, and actually before I joined McComb, I didn't even really, like, I knew it existed, but I didn't even realize or know how to obtain the license. So it's a very new thing. And even having it, I don't really, because I've been a ham for so long, I don't even really necessarily have a interest for it, if you will. I really more or less got it for him and the family.
And that's what it's for. So that's what the original intent was for, but I'm sure you may have heard some of the stories that Sean has had trouble. The repeater owners have had problems with the service, and it's sort of a double-edged sword. For example, I've had my ham license since early 90s, as you know, but it brought me back into the service because I started listening to that when they first brought that on the air, and I said, hey, wait, I still have my ham license. So it kind of activated me and got me back into service. And that's why when I get new people for our group, I kind of check and see, do they have GMRS as well, just as a fun data point to collect to see if the project formerly known as MI-8 actually brought new hands to the service. And it has, But I thought it would have been at a higher rate than, you know, it actually has so far with what I've run so far. But I'm still going to collect that. And I'm not sure if you have it, but what I'll do is run, I'll send you on Discord the dual call sign roster that I have. You might have it, but I'll send it to you now so that you have it handier of our members who have GMRS call signs in their call sign.
Copy that. I have a copy of it, but I don't know if it's an updated copy. Also, another thing to note is the St. Clair County Skywarn repeater. I don't know if I've told you this yet, but it's voice activated. You cannot ka-chunk that repeater. And I was talking on it yesterday, and it's really weird as to how it works. Like, we're used to keying up and giving a call sign and just staying keyed up for, you know, just a second or two before speaking. On that one, you have to speak. So the this is activates the repeater, and then they catch your call sign. If you just give your call sign, half of it's cut out. And so I'm trying to learn how to use their repeater.
NAWRO Richmond. Yeah, I copied that, Dean. I think it was you that first said that a few weeks ago. And then at the D2 meeting, I think it was, I spoke to Aaron, the deputy EC over there, about that. And he said, yeah, that's true. That's how it works. And I think that was our problem during the set when we were directed to contact them. We were trying to ker-chunk the repeater. Well, they did it that way on purpose because they were having too many people ker-chunk the repeater. And we couldn't get a kickback from the repeater, so we thought my radio was programmed wrong. I think all we needed to do is say a few syllables and activate it now that we know. So that's an interesting thing because it can stop, you know, if you're getting a lot of ker-chunks for no reason, I suppose it could stop that, but Aaron also said he's getting a few complaints on that as well, so I'm not sure with that. But it is unique. I like that. Appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, I'm trying to learn protocol because, you know, when you're having a conversation, you know, your initial "this is no big deal. I can do that all day." But when you're having a conversation, what do you do at the beginning of each, you know, conversation? Do you clear your throat to activate the repeater, or do you just always say something a little bit before talking in? Like, I'm trying to learn it now that I'm spending the next few days over that way.
There's a little pause there in case one of the St. Clair County guys want to jump in, but I have a feeling it's once you initiate a QSO, then it's going to be open for a period of time. Only when it's dead for a while would you need to do that initial. I don't think you'd have to do it on each transmission. There's got to be a timing factor on that. But I don't know. Riley, K-E-A-J-N-F, if you happen to be monitoring, you could jump in, but probably not. Otherwise than that, back over to you, Dean.
KF8-DPZ, comment.
Copy that, Dean. Got you in there, Cliff. Why don't you go ahead?
Well, thank you, sir. Got a couple things to say. First one is how to key up that voice-activated repeater. Simply say your call sign twice, slowly. That should be enough to turn around and get your full call sign out. The other thing that I wanted to mention was about GMRS. We have to be mindful of the fact that we are on the wrong side of line A, and there are two frequencies, two channels, that we absolutely cannot use because we'll interfere with Canadian maritime operations on the lakes. That's channels 19 and 21. The frequencies are 462.650 and 462.700. We are forbidden to use those.
Hey, let me see if I got it here. Yes, I have those marked on mine, code plug for the ocean radio. I have it, no, Canada. I just have it, Canada, and my transmission is disabled on that. Go ahead, Dean.
I will definitely I'll definitely mark those in now, because I set up a radio for him and I did not know that. So I will take his radio back and fix those, because I was unaware. I do appreciate that, though. Thank you very much, Cliff.
Anytime. You're both welcome. I had a GMRS license for 5 years before I punched my ham ticket, and so I learned my way around a lot of the stuff, what I could and couldn't do with it. So, you know, if you got questions on that particular subject, I'm someone else that you can ask about it. And if I don't know, I'll go look it up.
You know, Cliff, now that I think about it, listening to your voice and we're talking about GMRS, I do remember, I'm sure I do remember you on there when they first put up the repeaters. So, it's all different now, and we were told not to talk about it. But it's nice just to have the option, like you said, Dean, just to get that, and then the family can share in the call sign. So it's a good secondary option to have. And, I could share my code plug with you, but it's not that many frequencies. Like Cliff says, it's the line AV thing, and we're definitely too close. So we don't want to transmit on that. But on the same token, there's no repeaters there. I always wonder if you're just across the line towards, I forget where that line is. I think it's closer to Lansing. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, because you could only talk kind of to people legally to the west of you. You could talk to other GMRS stations across the line. A little bit odd, but you're correct. We can't do it, Cliff. Appreciate that. And again, over to Dean.
Yeah, like you said, I primarily just got the GMRS license for that. I haven't done a whole lot of research about it. I know that it's similar, you know, call sign wise and, you know, identifying yourself and stuff along those lines. I understand that a lot of users kind of use it as an open, just an open frequency and just kind of do what they want on it. But I already told him that if I'm listening and I hear him doing that crap, we're going to have a problem.
Well, good on you for that one, Dean. Get him trained up right. Maybe he'll get interested in having a ham license. The best way to behave on GMRS is act like you're on ham frequencies. If you stick along with that, then you're flying by all the rules.
Amen to that, Cliff. I do feel like it's a Herculean task for Sean, and I give him credit for doing all that, what he's done. But some of that, as he calls it, tomfoolery that goes on that repeater. I'm pretty sure they're de-linked now totally, even from Detroit. I'm not sure the status, but none of my concern. But, it's just, if we had that happen on the ham side, oh, my goodness, I don't quite understand it. But, I guess, anyways, back to saying, yeah, it's a good service. Other subtle differences is you get, and when it comes back around to you, Cliff, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 15 minutes to ID on GMRS, where we're 10 minutes here, and a few other subtle differences. But, if you have a station that signs up on GMRS and says they're in Canada, you have to tell them, I cannot communicate with you. This will be my last, and that's it. Terminate the conversation, because you can't do it. Whereas, of course, naturally, if we're here, we can do talk all day with our brothers next door. What were you eating?
Yes, I believe you're right. I believe I read that it's 15 minutes there instead of 10 here. But at that point, you might as well just practice 10, like Cliff said. If you practice like you're on ham, you're covering all the rules, which is more like what I would like to teach him, rather than trying to say, okay, this is different from this. You know, just teach him the right way. Oh, I guess there's two right ways, but teach him my right way. That way, when he does, if he does come over, you know, he's covered. Over to you, Cliff, KEALX.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that repeater got delinked. Dean, I do hope you can get your guy along. Just basically make him play by the ham rules that we do here. And once he gets into the habit, if he ever punches his ticket, he'll already know what to do. But, yeah, the biggest problem we have with this particular GMRS repeater is the people in the area that use it. A lot of them are coming from an 11-meter, and they're used to not having licenses and doing whatever the heck they want. So we're running into a lot of that, which is unfortunate. What were you, Tim?
NAWRO, yeah, agreed. I'm flipping through my old GMRS log from when it first started. And of course, you know, Jack was the big guy out there back during those days. But heck, I'm even seeing Wally's name out here in Dakota, some of the guys I recognize from now. But you're correct, Cliff. There's a new set of guys out there, and let's see, we're on DMR right now, so this is good. The Dave guy is kind of from Mount Clemens. I think he's okay, but you're right. They're all 11-meter background, but there's a Sean kind of clued me in on it. There's some that are, of course, are the bad actors, but there's also a good group out there too. So it's a shame when we, you know, just look at it as like, oh, it's pretty much a failure. But not really. There's still some people out there that I think, like I mentioned before, are coming over to the ham side. And again, in my instance, I came back to the ham service because of that. And if it wasn't because of that, who knows? I might not be back here. So, and you're over here, Cliff. That's good. Now, Dean, you did it the opposite direction. You got ham first, and that there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But I still say it's a good thing. But it's unfortunate. It's the project that Central Michigan initially wanted to do didn't quite go the way they wanted. But, hey, all good. All good. All right, I guess I'm going to break after this, guys. You guys have a good evening. If we don't talk, Dean, I'll ship it over to you. NAWRO, I'll listen out.
Yeah, copy that, Tim, and 7-3s if you don't have a comment at the end of this circle. I'll probably clear up, too, after this. But, yeah, for me, I was helping an individual move, an older individual, and in his garage when we were cleaning it out, he had an old Yaesu HT, and I had no idea what it was. And I had CB in all of my cars, even had a base station set up in the backyard, or an antenna in the backyard. And he was like, yeah, go ahead and have it. He wasn't a ham, he just had the radio. And I was able to get it to turn on, and the first repeater I tuned into was the GM repeater on the Remsen, and I started listening to people, and I was like, all right, this is kind of cool. You know, there's nobody stepping on anybody. Everybody gets, you know, a chance to talk, and I absolutely love that. So I learned what I had to do to be able to talk on that, and I just jumped straight into it. So I didn't even know, really, that GMRS was a thing. I just jumped straight in. So back over to Cliff.
Yep, already then. I think I'm going to wheel on out of here. I got some things that I got to take care of when I get done with this. But I'm going to point out one of the good alternative uses, like Tim was mentioning earlier, how GMRS is a good backup. Here's a scenario for you. We need somebody with a radio somewhere, and we don't have any spare hams. We can either send somebody with a GMRS license, or because we can operate at 2 watts off of handhelds on channels 1 through 7, FRS without a license, we can send somebody unlicensed out there as long as the radio only tunes to those 7 channels. So it's one more tool in the toolbox for us. But anyways, with that, gentlemen, 73's to you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and evening if we don't talk again. And this is KF8BBZ, clear after everyone's final.
73's clear. Cliff, 73's Dean, NHWRO, I'll be clear.
73's everybody, have a good rest of your day, and we'll catch you on the air soon. This is KELAX, clear.
KEAY, KEAX.
How you doing, Lance? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Not too bad. Headed down to get my kiddos from the bus stops. Good for the night. But drop them off at school in the morning and off to work.
Sounds like a blast. I'm just getting ready to head back up to do some work up at a friendly shop in St. Clair County. So once I get closer to Algonac, I'll probably lose my ability to use DMR. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yep, Well, there's been talk of getting something out there, but nothing yet.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead, Tom.
I know it's in the works, but, you know, you got to look at, you know, the Benjamins and the Franklins. You know, the almighty green paper.
Well, even worse than that is the old clock. Those hands are not forgiving either.
Yes, this is accurate. And, yeah, the equipment and location is not easy as well. Completely understood.
You got to find a nice high point to get in there. Or there's that one site there off of Smith's Creek that would be an ideal location.
And Tom, your audio's way down in there. Beam comes in and just blows up the speaker.
Well, yeah, Beam was on me up, and you had a little bit of a part too, but I didn't have the mic all the way close to my mouth. I got to still bring up the mic gain on it. I mean, I got it down too far.
Yeah, sorry about that. I might be, I moved the HT a little further from my face. Hopefully that's a little bit better. Sorry about that. KE8LAX. Over to you, Tom.
I'll let you do chit chat for a minute. I've got to call this guy back. KCKGO.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I've kind of noticed, especially with VMR, is the audio levels are all over the place. One guy you can barely hear, the next guy's blowing out your speaker.
I try my best not to do that. If you turn it down, it's a hard which I'm sure you already know, it's a hard in between to figure out, you know, distance, how you're talking across the mic and your mic gain. So and I bumped the mic gain up just one more level on this radio because as soon as I updated the firmware in it, people said my audio were a little bit low, so I bumped it up to the next one. So, yeah, I moved the radio a little further away. That might help. But, yeah, that is definitely a problem when it comes to DMR. Back over to you, Lance.
Yeah, it seems to be an especially problem with DMR. I don't know if the other modes are as bad, but yeah, you'll get your gains right, and then it'll be off for analog. Some radios only have one mic gain, and some of them have a separate one for each mode.
Well, luckily this radio is just like the Anytone, I think 878. It's the DMR 6X2 Pro, and it does have an analog gain and a digital gain. So I it's definitely a plus there, but I don't have anything analog programmed into it. Especially because when I'm mobile, I've got my HT, or not my HT, my mobile sitting on the dash, and that gives me 50 watts, so, but we never definitely had this problem, especially, I know you said you moved a while back, but when we used to talk all the time, it was double nickel when I first got my ticket, like, seven years ago.
Yeah, I think that was 2017, so somewhere around there too. yeah, analog's a little bit better with that, but it is what it is. You gotta play that volume knob too.
Oh, copy that, and I do, especially with the HT. My thumb's always on the volume knob. And I adjust just so that I can be ready for it. You don't have the issues with analog, but you don't get the coverage and clarity with analog than you do DMR. So I'm not gonna complain. It's just adapting yourself to another mode.
Yep, this radio, I've got the analog repeaters in it, but I don't really ever see using them because this is the DMR radio, and then I've got the analog D-Star radio that and they have all that programmed in, it's much easier to tell what I'm looking at. I get the display right in my face.
With that big old board on it next year, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I've got a gauger that's got fusion capabilities, and when I got it, there was some of the local fusion repeaters put in here, and I still haven't figured out how to play with that just yet. Over to you, Tom.
Yeah, I was starting to figure out fusion a little bit with Wally's HT, and then the battery died, and I just got locked on it. But it's almost similar to DMR, I think, for programming. As long as you got their fusion inbound outbound in there. But they don't deal with color codes or anything like that, I don't believe.
Yeah, my experience with fusion is I'm on the FT70, so and that one, I mean, it's pretty simple. You just get to throw your call sign on the radio, and you can talk on there, and then, you know, and if you want to steer around to different rooms, whatever, you get to put in some secret key combinations to get it to work, but it's not too terrible, but I really, really never got into fusion, and used it a couple times, but kind of got the t-shirt and now there you just sit on my desk.
KD8LX Friday. Yeah, I've got it. I've got the capabilities, but I haven't really figured it out. But with the ARPSC stuff and having the DMR and analogs, I got so much stuff going on that eventually I'll find some time, probably over the winter to play with it and figure it out.
Easy, kid, Joe. Yeah, when you figure it out, Dean, let me know. Maybe I'll grab Wally's Fusion HT and jet up on it a couple times. But, you know, I'm leaning towards P25, and so far I'm happy with DMR now that I know it. Makes it a whole lot easier to talk when you know what you're doing.
Yeah, P25 is nice. It's kind of like DMR plus. You can steer talk groups in your talk group, yeah. You know, but I don't really have a machine near me to use it though.
WADAP.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in P25, but I gotta wait around for the right deal. Tom, go ahead and then let Eric jump in.
Yeah, I understand the P25 is a little more tricky, but if you can program DMR on a Motorola, you can program P25. So that sounds pretty simple to me. Hello, Eric. KCAKGO.
Well, good afternoon, folks. I do have a question for his name. I'm embarrassed. ABBY. God darn it, I forgot your first name. Heard you got back surgery.
This is ABBY. That wasn't me. I haven't had back surgery.
Okay. I guess I screwed up there. Somebody. Phil, I'm sorry. It was Phil that had back surgery lately. I was just wanting to see how he was doing.
Yeah, he was ABAPR, but not KAPR. But, yeah, that wasn't me. Dean?
Yeah, fair enough. I back over to the P25 thing. I'm definitely interested in it, and I know a lot of people that use it in our group absolutely love it. So at some point here I will get the t-shirt. Over to you, Tom.
I have the t-shirt for P25. Right now I just got a zip-up jacket or whatever, you know, because it's borrowed. But yeah, P25 is really clear. I mean, it's like you're sitting right next to the person.
Eric was going to jump in there. Hey, yeah, it's basically like fusion wide. So it's a little different animal. Unfortunately, it's not very well used in amateur.
I'm certain as time goes on and as equipment gets older and cheaper, I'm sure it'll boom on the amateur side at some point. I'm gonna say 7.3s and just listening because I'm coming up on the marsh up by Algonac, so I'm pretty sure I'm gonna start coming up to the end of my rope. This is KEA-LAX, and I'll be saving 73s on all of your guys' final.
Yeah, you might be getting at the end of your rope. No, but we'll see how it goes. All right, King, take it easy. 73, KCA-KGO, and off to another phone call. I'll be back, KCA-KGO.
Yep, 7.3, and unfortunately, all the... A lot of the P25 equipment is the wrong frequency, so, and a lot of the equipment is useless to us, so. 7-3-AAP.
WADAP, yeah. I think most of that equipment's 800 megahertz, all the used equipment on the market. But anyhow, how's the audio on this thing? I haven't been out here that much on DMR, so just wondering if I had the... audio gain set about right.
Yeah, it sounds fine. It's all the bulk of it, you know, public safety 7800 megahertz. They haven't even can't really bump them up to 900 to get into the handband. So yeah, that's not ideal.
Hey, Joe, what's the whole thing with mesh casting though? I kept hearing a lot about that, and then all of a sudden it just went flop.
Anything on the roof, but I do have a mobile antenna in the gutter, which works out pretty good. Yeah. Used to have a magnet mount on my windowsill, and this works a little bit better.
All right, back again. What was the thing with mesh casting? I heard about that, like, last year, and, like, it's a flop kind of thing.
Really, nobody was on it, so, you know, I don't know. Seems to kind of fizzle.
Yeah, now we're off to the POC radios is the new one, and there's a lot of people out there.
What radio is it?
POC, P-O-C, push to talk over cellular. The little radios, you know, they use the 4G IoT portion of the band, like the old Nextel, kind of. But yeah, a lot of us have gotten those. They're pretty cheap. We had them on sale for like 2 for $85, like 2 for $90 with tax and everything, and a bunch of us have them. They work pretty good. They're not perfect, but they work 99% of the time. And it's just basically like a little walkie-talkie. It comes with its own free SIM card for a year. And after a year, it's like $15 or $20 for another, you know, to recharge the SIM card. So. They work really good.
Well, they're not ham bands, so anybody can use those, right?
No, they just work off 4G. No license needed. But there's a pretty big platform, community, whatever, a lot of different talk groups, channels, whatever you want to call them. But yeah, now they do, the more expensive ones do have, I believe they have, FRS or GMRS radios built in as well, which doesn't do me any good, but it would be nice if they had one with the UHF programmable radio. That way you can use the UHF part as a talking radio for All-Star.
That would be kind of neat. Lance?
Maybe, the rapid radio or whatever. We've seen those, but nobody I know has one, I guess. But yeah, there was at one point that mainly an Android that had a DMR attached on the back that would have been kind of neat, but it was quickly outdated and not really updated.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there that have Android on them, but like you said, some of the Androids, like Android 7, you can't really use them much on the Play Store. But yeah, there's ones with FRS radios, ones with dual band, ones with DMR. They're real expensive, but like I said, the ones I'm talking about are real cheap, like under $100 each. They seem to work good, but they've come out with a new one that has an FRS radio built in. It's about $70 on sale. So Dave picked one up, play around with it, see how it works. But
what's the brand of those POCs? Is it a cheapy brand, or is it actually Rapid Radio?
Well, it looks like a Rapid Radio, but it's much cheaper. Those are like $400 a pair. And I think if you want to create a talk group, they charge you $30, I heard, and then $10 for someone to join. I don't know. There's a lot of cost involved. Again, they have a free service for a year. But anyhow, these are made by TID Radio, TID Radio, same company that makes the H3s and the H8s. So quite a bit of a huge community and a lot of a lot of support for them. So they're probably the most popular ones right now.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out and I'll get a couple. Oh, by the way, Eric, I got a couple of those Baofengs that they had over at the Micro Center. And yes, they do 220 transmit and receive. I got three of them.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be the FCC compliant versions too. And they have the frequency counter, frequency capture aircraft band. They're not your typical UV5R, but anyhow. Yeah, I know you got three. Davian has three, so I'm going to grab at least one of them, but you should be able to. I have no problem getting rid of those for that price. Or was it just over $10 with tax, probably? But yeah, I haven't gotten mine yet from Davian, but I'm going to be testing it out when I get it. I'll probably end up giving it away as a gift to somebody who's just getting into the hobby, GMRS or ham.
I'll be back. We got another phone call. KJO.
No, but you rate EAP. WADAP. Still out there, Tom?
KZKJL monitoring statewide 1.
WADA alarm. Mobile.
KFAETQ, KFAETQ, KDALARS. Nothing hurt, KDALARS clear. KEAWUO to KEALAS. KEAWUO, go on, Jim.
I just jumped in the car and I heard you throwing out a call sign or something and wasn't sure who you were looking for, but figured I'd say hi.
Oh, yeah. When I looked at the radio, it looked like Darren's call sign popped up, but I didn't get any audio, so I called out for Darren, but I got nothing back.
Copy that. Yeah, I actually tried to respond to you sooner, and I kept getting the negative bonk, like the channel was busy. And so he might have been trying to respond, but something's maybe not quite configured correctly, because it seemed like he had the repeater, I assume, but not sure.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm actually just getting ready to head back up to
St. Clair County yet again. This job's driving me up the wall. But, yeah, these roads are kind of crap. I don't know how they are by you, but if they're anything like this, be careful out there. And I definitely liked your idea of a website. I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I was going to postpone and not worry about that for a little while, but Mike approached me with a topic today that would be, you know, it's kind of for a repeater crawl he wants to work on, and so we need to set up some kind of, online form, essentially, for everyone to view, and it would be best hosted on a website. I could do it through a tiny URL like Wayne County does, but it's like if I'm gonna do something, I'd kind of rather just get it right the first time. So it's kind of what nudged me to look into it, but should be interesting, should be fun. It's something we need to establish. And the further I look into it, the more it seems like, hey, now's probably a good time to look at that. And it solves a few issues, like with our FDS 98 form, because we can put it right into a database from the website and then pull it from there. So it kind of crosses a few, you know, things off my list that we can kind of knock out all at once. And so I kind of like that idea, that, you know, that approach. But I was open to whatever. I can wait or not, but it just seemed like a good idea at the time.
Enough. Do you plan on using a website building service, or are you going to attempt to build it yourself?
So it's one of the things I really like about Visual Studio is it has a lot of that stuff built into it, and I can deploy or publish directly to the web, essentially, from there. So I will roughly be building it myself, but with the help and tools of Visual Studio, and so that'll kind of put the add-in and the website kind of deployed from the same interface, which makes it really easy to get them talking to each other. So that's kind of the idea.
Sounds good. If I start doing packet loss, let me know, and I'll bump up one more power level. But I'm 26 in church right now. And I can actually hit the repeater from over by the Allegheny State Park. I don't know if I can get in, but I can barely hear anyone that comes through, so I probably will be cut almost the entire time there. But yeah, no, that sounds really good, and I like the thought of a .org to throw on, like, the social media sites and stuff like that. It's definitely a bit more official than like a Google framework kind of site. I mean, both work, but I think that would be nicer.
Left a little delay in there for anyone to jump in, but I think it'll be nice to have that kind of at least started. You know, I kind of want to get like a landing page going, kind of work on like the main page. I'd like to work on like a net log
to switch over. Because YouTube is a Google platform now, we'll probably keep the one in place just so that we can use those apps. Unless they allow me to set it up differently, but there'll probably be a little bit of a bleed over into the Google system for that, but that's probably about it. Everything else doesn't require it.
NAWRO.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I've just been monitoring, copy what you guys say, and looking forward to it. John, I hope you don't have too much on your plate for that, though, but if you volunteered, that's great. Dean can hear you fine so far, but I heard you bump up the power, so we'll see how far you can go with it. Hey, I don't want to change the subject, but John, on that repeater crawl for Mike, when is that going to be, and does it involve FBI or 7.2? Out of curiosity.
I'd love a moment in there for Mike if he wanted to join in, if he happened to be monitoring. But so that's kind of really still in its, you know, beginning stages. I don't have any real more further information other than he wants to do that. And I know he wants to do as much as he can in Macomb County. So my hunch would be he's going to have to reach out to several different repeater owners and coordinate a time where every repeater isn't, you know, having a net going on type of thing, and try to coordinate that. As of right now, I have a tentative goal of like January 3rd-ish, so it won't be until next year, which is actually pretty quick. So there's not a lot of time to get it all up and running, but I could take a look at the you know, the methods that are used and the forms that are used that he would like to, you know, mimic. They look pretty simple. They look pretty, you know, they're not too crazy advanced or anything. And I can probably make it work with our Google Sheets if I have to. But I'd rather do it kind of right and just get it done and do it once. But yeah, there is a lot on my plate. So I don't know. We're getting there. Yeah, I think we'll be all right. Yeah, but January 3rd, and then I assume he's going to want as many local repeaters as he can get.
Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, I was going to let you go, but I still hear you, Dean. You're doing fine. Sounds good, John. Of course, our own 7.2, not a problem, right? We can disconnect that at will. So he would have to, of course, go through Sean on the FBI. I don't know exactly how they coordinate. I know there's a little bit of an issue with that, but you're right. You'd have to ask the repeater owners, but our own will be fine, not an issue. And I think you got the net tomorrow, or should I say we have the net tomorrow? I don't think I have that standalone net log. That's what you want me to use to mimic you, correct, John? And then go ahead and send it to Dean after you. Go ahead, John.
I'm trying to think of what you mean by the standalone net log. I think you mean the weekly net log, the Google Sheets thing. I don't know. It depends on who's doing the net. I'd have to look at the schedule. I'm not 100% sure who's got it. It's possibly me, so I should probably look at the schedule and get prepared for that. But I wouldn't be against trying it with the new system, the Google or the Excel 365, and see how we do with the co-authoring, because we haven't tried that yet. And then maybe I'd have like the Google Sheets there on standby just in case that doesn't go well. Or maybe we can have you do the Google Sheets log and kind of monitor the Excel log, and I'll do the Excel log type of thing. We can kind of, you know, I don't think it really matters one way or another. We just need to decide on one and then do that. But I'd probably kind of like to do the Excel log just because I'm a, you know, that's kind of my playground. But send it over to Dean. How you doing out there? Drive safe. I just pulled into my subdivision and slid like 10 feet further than I wanted to when trying to turn in. So be careful.
I'm at Holmes Road in Shea. But yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna if I can reach it, depending on what happens. I know 3 o'clock is the wife's Christmas party at work, and she's at 16 and Crooks in Troy. If I can get the mobile to hit the 7.2 from there, I'll pop out and attend. And if not, or if we're out early enough, if she wants to leave, I might might pop in there and possibly you know, back up or play with, or depending on what you guys decide on which ones you want to use. I do like your Excel sheet. It populates names and information way faster. It takes that query from QRZ and populates it way faster than the Google sheet. Tim, go ahead.
Thanks, Dean. Still perfectly readable. N8WRO. Let's see. This is the 4th is tomorrow. Got the net schedule. So, yeah, it is you, John, tomorrow. So I wouldn't mind being your backup again, but I was asking you if I could do just a – I know you do your own logging, so however you want to do your own logging, as long as I can be on a separate, however you would call it, so that I can do mine, and then we're going to match them at the end. I don't know if I actually have access to 365 yet, so I don't know if I'd want to depend on that, because I got the standalone version, so I'm not sure if that's going to work. That might be a separate issue. But if I could get something that I could mimic writing down without disturbing you, and then I'll simultaneously keep an eye and listen and for doubles and assist if there's all the good stuff, but. And then I was going to, after the net, maybe compare how bad I did. I realize it's not rocket science. It's not that much. But if that could be done, we could get together tomorrow and, get something set up. Over to you, John.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. There's a lot of options for that net log. We have a Google Sheet. We have the add-in version, and then I have a version that I kind of made my proof of concept with VBA. I know the VBA version will run on your machine. I can send you the credentials that you'll need to log in on the 365. You can maybe get to the SharePoint and see if that add-in will install on your version of Excel. If not, it's really easy to install, uninstall. You just go to, program files, just like you normally would, to uninstall a program, and it's called Macomb ARPSC add-in or something. I think it might just be called Macomb ARPSC. I forget what I named it, but yeah, it's really easy to uninstall if it doesn't work. No big shakes. And then Dean, food for thought, if you're going to be in Troy for that net, don't forget there's a receive site here in Warren for the 7.2, so you should be able to get in. John 88OD frequently does from his spot in Troy, so that is a very viable option. So yeah, I'll have to think of something to kind of get prepared. And, Tim, you'll just have to let me know which route you want to go. If you want to start to kind of help test in the add-in, or if you'd rather just stick in the weekly net log that we're kind of accustomed to, whatever you want to do, I'm open to any of it. So I'll send it over to you, Dean, see how you're doing. K-E-8-W-U-O with K-E-8-L-A-X and N-8-W-R-O.
Copy that. I'm at Shea and McKinley now. I should be coming up on Marsh here shortly. Just keep in mind that if he's going to use the Excel one, that he should probably get set up on that early because of the database that has to load in there before you can use it. Because I don't know what it would do to his machine, but if you remember, my machine locked up and didn't free back up until it was over. and the download was complete. Over to you, Tim.
You know, maybe, obviously not just before the net, whenever you might have time tomorrow. I know it's a work day for you, so I defer to you. I'm free whenever. Over to you, John.
All right. Gene, when you get a second, if you could, I'd like to see. So I made changes today to the add-in. I don't think I published them yet. I think that was a freak incident with your version of Excel, and it's not supposed to lock up Excel when you do that FCC add-in. So I'm not 100% sure why that did that. I don't think that it will do that for anyone else. It doesn't do that for me on either one of my devices. So I'm hopeful that it won't do that to you. And then in the FCC database tab, you know, under the ARPSC tab underneath the FCC group, there's an option, one of the, I think it's the middle button, that you can refresh your FCC database. So hit that, and it'll go through the motions and download the zip file from the FCC and then parse those DAT files again and compile an actual database. So I'd be curious if, you know, Excel runs normally or if it locks up on you again. It might be an issue with, like, an older computer. I don't think so. I know Tim has a brand new computer, so I don't think he'll have any issues. But yeah, I don't know. I'd have to, you know, I only have two computers really to test it on, so I do appreciate you giving it a go to see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. I'd be kind of curious to see how that crunches. And then, Tim, I'll definitely get with you in the morning tomorrow, and we can kind of figure out a plan for the net. I wouldn't mind getting you on the add-in to see if it works, to see how that's going to be, you know, act with your version of Excel, since you're not going to be on the 365. I assume the add-in would work just fine. I don't have any authentication type stuff, so it shouldn't need to be on R365. But I don't know until you give it a try. Let's see. And then that would also get you your own ability to see the new hams, and then I don't have to send it to you. You can just, use that tab that I showed you guys in that meeting and have access to that. And hopefully that'll make your life a little easier. Over to Dean, KE8WUO.
KF8GTQ, can you hear me? I'm trying to get my high start signal up in our install.
I've got a copy on you, Darren. I'll know when I get home. My version of Excel, what I downloaded was R5 and out of everything. But yeah, it could be a, you want to try again. You really want to answer me.
Go ahead, Darren, try again. We had you when you first came in, but I don't know if you're coming in again, but we'll leave a pause. Go ahead, Darren, try it again.
I was trying to let you know that the signal wasn't really coming through all that well. I was also trying to test my high star thing.
Hey, Darren, you do have a low volume, but you're coming in clear. And then, Dean, on your previous, I didn't know if it was, if you guys were colliding there or if it was a double, but I think either that or you might be at the end of your row. Darren, good signal, but light. I'll turn it over to John for his take on everything.
Yeah, I concur, Dean. I think you might be at the end of your rope. Maybe try maxing out your power if you haven't already. We'll send it over to you. And Darren, you do sound good. You're coming in pretty clear. I'm assuming you're working with your MMDVM, and I am hearing you. I agree with Tim. You're a little light on the audio, so maybe boost up that gain a little bit. Otherwise, you seem to be readable.
and I'll send it back over to Dean. How you doing?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Darren, you're not making Mount Clemens, and you don't have a program right on Detroit. You got Talk Group 31-261. Should be Talk Group 51 times Lot 1 on Detroit, and Detroit, when you tried Detroit. Give it SW. Mount Clemens, you're neg 124, so you're not making it.
Thanks, Jeff, for that report. John, you got that? You'd be able to help Darren out, right?
I copy. I think that Darren probably copied too. Darren, I definitely checked your settings there. Sounds like you're getting into the Detroit repeater, not the Mount Clemens. I'm assuming you're using your MMDVM, so you're not going out over RF, but yeah, I don't know. Definitely take a look at your code plug and boost up your gain a little bit, and hopefully that helps. But honestly, I'm probably not the best one to help there. Dean, I think I heard you're trying. You seem like you're cutting out, though, and you might have doubled a little bit with Jeff. I'll give you one more shot, and then we'll pass it over to Darren.
Okay, well, I've gotten to my destination. I'm now standing outside, so you can probably hear me now. I've got a copy, and you guys know that I've gotten out of the car. I'm currently in the store. It's kind of spotty on the receipt, so I'm going to say 7-3.
I'll jump in here. Yeah, Dean, you're not making it. You started out good, and then you must have moved because you dropped out. You're neg 121. You're not going to hold the system at that. And Darren was on his hotspot with low audio on the MMDVM, but he was also on the Detroit repeater, which he's got the wrong talk group in. He was on Mount Clemens that he's not making because he was a neg 124 or so. There it is, and a scoop, and I'm home. KVSWR.
Copy that. Thanks again, Jeff. N8WRO. Yeah, Darren, we're going to fix that talk group then. So I guess with that, John, I know you're probably home as well, so get inside. Long day. Appreciate everybody. N8WRO, I'll be clear after you.
Well, very good. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Dean. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Tim. I appreciate all you guys jumping in and helping us out. And we will talk again soon. Darren, I'll be monitoring for the next couple minutes if you want to try a new setting. But otherwise, I will be clear. This is KEA-WUO-73. I heard the Muskegon gentlemen, key up. I'm going to be going inside here real quick, but I did want to let you know that you're making it and sound good. Over to you.
Okay, thank you. I just got this radio installed past weekend, and first contact is you on this radio. So I just wanted to make sure it was working. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great night. 73 from W8AOR over here in Muskegon.
Well, very good. Congrats on the new radio, and I'm glad to be the first. That's awesome. I hope to hear you again out here soon. I'll be on all day tomorrow. So if you hear me throw out my call sign, feel free to throw out your call sign, and we'll pick it up from there. This is KE8WUO. Over to you.
All right. Appreciate it. Sounds good. Yeah, I wanted to make sure I had the MI-5 system in my truck. I'm the new Oxcom manager over here in Muskegon County. So it's probably about time I get this put in there. It's a Motorola XPR 4550 with remote head, which was a pain in the butt to install, but it seems to be working. So I'm glad the system is doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, very good. You sound great down here, and that's awesome. Oxcom. If you ever want to move to Macomb County, let us know.
This is KFA-ETQ, KFA-ETQ, 20 Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. I was on a frequency that apparently, I guess, the Detroit repeater's on, so my bad. Sorry.
No problem, Darren. You sound good. You still hear me? I'm inside the house now.
I can hear you. I can hear you just fine.
All right, very good. Your audio levels sound a lot better, too, so that's good. I'm thinking you got it figured out, but I'm going to eat some dinner now, so if you need me, probably best to find me on Discord. This is KE8WUO.
Thank you. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
All right. Have a good night. Thanks for getting back to me here and enjoy your dinner. W8AOR.
Quick question. Is that last call sign from Nashville, Tennessee?
This was Whiskey 8 Alpha Oscar Romeo Scott, Muskegon.
Yeah, I caught that too, Darren. I'm not sure if you fat fingered your ID there, Steve, but you come up as KQ4PXJ, Dave, Nashville, Tennessee. So I'm not sure, but that's what it's coming up as in the Seabridge. Radio IE 3207792.
Were you guys talking to me here, the ALRs? Or are you talking to somebody else that I can't hear?
Nope, talking to you. What's your call sign again?
Whiskey 8 Alpha Oscar Romeo, WAAOR. I had someone program this up with my digital ID. Is my digital ID not coming up correctly?
Yeah. Supposed to be 3209792, and you're coming up as, scroll back up here, 3207792. What did I say it was supposed to be? Two different pages. You're coming up as 3207792.
Okay. Dokie, they must have fat-fingered the digital ID in here. I don't know why it doesn't come up with call signs on, well, probably doesn't here on this type of radio, but okay, I will go back and look and double-check the programming they put in here, and if I can change it to what I'm supposed to, I will. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, that's not the way DMR works. You can't put a call sign in. They tried to do something with Talker Alias, but that doesn't work across the Seabridge. Somebody fat-fingered your first 7. It's supposed to be a 9. You're coming up as 3207792. You're supposed to be 3209792. It's not that big of a deal, but people like to watch it. You know, call signs come up in the display, so should have the right number in there, but it's not the end of the world.
Oh, you guys are still willing to talk to me, so I guess that's good. All right, I'll see if I can get that changed. It sounds like it was an easy mistake, but appreciate you letting me know.
Yep, no problem. W-H-A-O-R, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Sorry, I had a little bandy out here staring at me at the road. I had to make sure I wasn't going to have to address it on my way home.
Because I'm rotting that call sign, so I wanted to make sure I had the right call sign in there. Scott from Muskegon, Michigan.
Amateur on radio. Although I work professionally in this. I've not played around with DMR. This is my first time with DMR.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I think I called you Steve. All right. We got that problem solved. That big dilemma. I know, Biggie. It's all good. Glad to hear people using DMR and glad to be able to help. So enjoy DMR. I'm jumping on a truck here. Can you meet us up here?
All right, Tower 3, thank you. Have a great night. W8AOR, clear.
W8AOR, W8AOR, K8DIY.
Hey, Gordon. How you doing? W8AOR.
Hey, Nerd. Sounds like it's working good. On my end, I think the hot spot I'm on has been dropped one too many times, so the receive is a little messed up on it, but hopefully I'm making it to you good enough.
Yeah, you're coming in just fine here. Standard digital. And they just went to what looked like a police car? Just went hauling, so whatever it is not good. I think it was one first responder, probably like the inspector's truck, and then two engines, and then I must have a timeout timer on this thing. Did I lose you there, Gordon? All right, nothing heard. WAR, stand by.
I responded back that it sounded like he dropped out, but then he came back, so go figure. K8DIY.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I got pure old near line of sight to the tower, so I shouldn't have dropped out. I might have a timeout timer on this. I'll have to double check what it's programmed for. It might be something set for 45 or 60 seconds. So I'll double check. WAR.
Copy that. The Motorola default is 60 seconds for a timeout timer. These old Part 90 radios, they want you to keep it brief.
I see it weighs 25 pounds, and 22 pounds of that is heat, I think. All right, I'll double check that, because that may not work for rag shoes.
I'd agree. Hard to get everything across in 60 seconds, but it's one of those exercises to work on. I think when I redid the code plug on my XPR, I put it in for 180 or 300, something like that, whatever the maximum it would let me. But I probably missed a few.
Yeah, the hard part with this is I don't know when someone's actually let up off the mic because there's not a D key notification. But I guess brevity's a solo wit, according to Shakespeare, so I must be dumber than a box of rocks because I can't get anything done in that 60 seconds.
Oh, this poor hotspot. But it is not happy. I caught about half of that coming in. It's like it takes my radio 5 or 6 seconds to log what the hotspot is sending, and it's just gibberish, garbled audio, and then it locks on, and then I get clear audio. It's very peculiar. I've got it in a box somewhere. I've got to find it and get it.
Oh, okay, yeah, because you don't have a direct MI6 backhaul going in there. You're going through ROIP, right? So I'm just pulling in home here, Gordon. Appreciate you getting back to me. I will talk to you a little bit later, and have a great night. WAR. Right, wait a minute, you going to club meeting tomorrow?
I'm on there Thursday. I will be down Saturday for the parade, and Monday for the MCECS meeting, if that's still on. I hadn't heard otherwise.
Yeah, so the meeting maker that I sent out a couple months ago, that's a recurring meeting maker. So I don't send one every month now. I have one that goes whatever calendar you're going to put that into. It's a recurring calendar invite.
All right. Got that on the calendar, and yeah, I don't think I'm on your email distribution list. That's something we can check if we have time. I know it's usually a crush to get everything done at those meetings. One of these days, I gotta coordinate with you and see if I can come down early and help you out with anything computer related here or there. I'd be happy to contribute a couple extra hours.
I appreciate that. Yeah, there's a handful of things that I'm trying to get finalized with computers. right now, so I'll double check. I thought you were on that chain, but let me double check, because I was transitioning everything over from Textcom into the Google Drive and trying to pull up all the stuff. I'm probably missing people. I'm just getting home now, so I will go and check to see if you're on that list. If you're not, I'll add you to the list, and then I'll send you out the link. There you are.
It sounds good, Scott. Enjoy that potluck tomorrow. Say hi to everybody for me, and I'll see you. Get back to you before then. W8AOR or K8DU.
All right, have a good night, Gord. Appreciate it. W8AOR, clear.
Yep, you have a good night as well, and catch you next time. K8DIY, clear.
K8LAX, statewide one.